Hello everyone, it's Adam here. I hope you're very well. It's the last day of 2020 and I'm out and about on my daily constitutional. We're in tier 4 here in London. Tier 4 is lockdown by any other name. I'd like to share with you on this podcast a few thoughts on Hogmanay. I took a call from David at London Walks the other day. He had a query. He wanted to clarify a point of translation. Translation from Scots into English. The phrase that was bothering him. The phrase was, "Geat laldi." Gi it laldi. What? He was wondering. Does it mean? As is so very often the case when rummaging around in Scots linguistics, the origins are hazy. We're dealing here with 12 dialects. That's if you include the two languages, Gaelic and English. But the word laldi is broadly understood to mean a physical punishment, a physical beating, a thrashing, if you like. Don't try this at home, kids. Hashtag be nice. Down through the decades and centuries, however, the phrase Geat Laldi has broadened out. Its application these days is broadly used to describe any act performed with vigour and enthusiasm. Or even joyful yea-saying, recklessness. To give you a musical example, in music, if you were playing an up-tempo number with vigour and enthusiasm, you could be said to be geeing it laldi. It's like con brio gone supernova. It was in this context, the context of vigour and enthusiasm, that David had found the phrase in reference to Keith Baverstock. Keith Baverstock was the founder of the feast that is London Walks. He passed away recently, and his obituary, written by his Scots widow, reminded us that he liked to geat laldi on a regular basis. I never had the privilege of meeting him, but he sounds to me like a hell of a fella. The phrase made me think of our late colleague Graham, my fellow countryman, from whom I inherited the ghosts of the old city walking tour. Graham used to describe this time of year, the bleak midwinter, the quiet time with fewer visitors, with the old Scots phrase, auld claes and parritch, old clothes and porridge, meaning no finery and plain fare because times are hard. Auld claes and parritch. 2020 has very much been a year of auld claes and parritch. Graham passed away 5 years ago. I think of him when I lead the Ghosts of the Old City walk, particularly when I lead the walk on this night, the 31st of December, New Year's Eve, Hogmanay. By a quirk of the calendar, I have led the Ghosts of the Old City walk on Hogmanay twice since Graham passed away. We Scots believe that Hogmanay is a powerfully mystical time of year. So perhaps it's more than a coincidence that I've found myself leading Graham's walk at year end more than once. The politician Willie Ross once pronounced, "The Scots are a disputatious people." It is a line beloved of Scots everywhere, your correspondent particularly. It even features in an episode of The Simpsons. Principal Skinner describes groundskeeper Willie as disputatious, to which Willie replies with a bark, "You just made an enemy for life." Disputatious. Disputatious and superstitious too. Especially at Hogmanay, the Scots word for New Year. At New Year we first foot our friends and neighbours. We visit their homes after the stroke of midnight, bearing gifts. A lump of coal for the fire and a slab of black bun, a homemade dense fruit cake, are the traditional gifts. To arrive empty-handed is to bring certain misfortune upon the head of your host for the duration of the year ahead. Similarly, if the first foot, that's the first person to step over the threshold in the new year, if that person is fair-headed, then disaster will surely befall the household. At Hogmanay, the ghosts crowd around. In the words of the old songs, in the tales tall and true, and most of all, in the presence of our absent friends. A superstitious people, right enough. You can see it in our writers. Arthur Conan Doyle's flirtation with spiritualism is surely a good example. Robert Burns's epic Tam O'Shanter, the poem in which the drunken Randy Tam is chased by demons when he gate crashes their evil midnight rites at Auld Alloway Kirk. Robert Louis Stevenson's fine bogey tale, Jekyll and Hyde, continues to fascinate. The Devil himself is central to my all-time favourite work of Scots literature, The Private Memoirs and Confessions of a Justified Sinner by James Hogg. When leading the Ghosts of the Old City tour, I spend around 2 hours spinning yarns, calling up spirits, waving my arms like a broken helicopter, and generally bulging my eyes like Fraser out of Dad's Army. Subtle, it is not. And I love every minute of it. But as the walk starts on Hogmanay, the absent friends will already begin to assemble for the revels. And first among them will be the man who taught me this walk, my late colleague, my countryman, Graham. Graham trod this beat on a Tuesday night for many a year before passing on the mantle to this grateful guide a few years ago. He was simply tired of leading walking tours at night time, but carried on his daytime tours for a good few years after this. I was always happy to have inherited this walk from Graham in such circumstances. So here I go, off in search of the ghosts of the old city, a Scot following in the footsteps of a Scot, following a long line of Scots revelling in the telling of fine bogey tales, and calling up demons in the very shadow of the church, not at Alloway this time, but at St. Paul's Cathedral in the city of London. Pagan storytelling in the shadow of the church. We arrive where extremes meet, to paraphrase the great poet Hugh McDermott. And the meeting point of the pious and the profane is always a happy hunting ground for the Scots storyteller. Thanks for the walk, Graham. And a happy new year to you. And a happy new year to everyone. Peace and love and health in 2021. Come and join me. This year, I'll be gigging at Laldi on Zoom.